welcome to the Dance School Startup Mini Podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group. Now, grab yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, sit down, and enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome back to this week's mini podcast. It's actually been a really nice week. The sun's been out, which has been really good for everybody's mindset. I've managed to get on some lovely walks, which is really nice. It's definitely something I think I'm going to keep up, actually, when this is all over. If you're anything like me, it's possible you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed at the moment at the prospect of going back to some sort of normal life, whatever normal life is for you. But when this all started, no one really saw it lasting as long as it has. I mean, I was completely naive. I genuinely thought it was going to be over within about 3 weeks. But 1 year on, it's time to start thinking ahead and planning. Not just how we're going to run our businesses, but how we're going to run our minds as well. I think it's really important that we start with having really realistic expectations. It's impossible to plan too far ahead at the moment, and we need to be flexible to avoid overwhelm. If we go into this with our own roadmaps that are set in stone with no room for error, promise ourselves too much, promise our clients too much, I think we're going to set ourselves up for a bad ride, to be honest. Your roadmap to opening or reopening your school needs to be a guideline that has room to shift direction at a moment's notice, because regardless of the guidelines we've been given by the government, we all know the goalposts can be moved at any time, and having unrealistic expectations will make your experience very difficult to navigate. In this situation, I think less is more. Plan the basics and add as you go, if and when it's possible to do so. Now, I had a phone call yesterday from the theatre that I produce my shows in. And I was terrified to call them back, really, because they wanted to know the situation for this summer. And I was just instantly filled with panic. Were they going to charge me if I didn't go ahead? How much notice were they going to be needing? I mean, to be honest, it's way too early for me to be making these decisions while I'm trying to get my head around the layout for the rest of this month. It got me so stressed out. I was thinking about all the things that I'd need to do. And that was it. I was completely overwhelmed for a good 10 minutes. Luckily, I was worrying unnecessarily because the theatre were absolutely fantastic. They said exactly what I needed to hear, and they just told me that they would be flexible, which is exactly what we all need to be to avoid overwhelming ourselves. Flexible. So really take this into consideration, guys, when you're planning your returns. Now let's talk a bit about confidence. The more you communicate going forward in your business, the more confident you will feel. Clients have a habit of catching you off guard, and if you are like me and you hate confrontation, the more organised you are and the more you communicate in advance, the less you will find yourself in an uncomfortable situation. When I've had mentoring conversations in the past with school owners that I know, I've found that half the time a story about a parent or a client causing a problem or a confidence crisis in the school owner is just down to a lack of organisation, and that was what caused the lack of confidence. They don't feel prepared enough to fight their corner, or they know they could have done more to avoid the situation that's being presented to them in the first place. If you know you haven't been on it with your admin and communication recently, you need to make this a priority before we return to live classes to make life as easy as possible for you. Parents have busy lives. We all know this, especially if we're parents ourselves. If they've got 3 children and those children are doing activities in 5 different venues, of course it's going to be easy for them to forget that maybe Jessica has a tap class on Monday, but it's been moved to a Tuesday because of COVID restrictions. But if they only got 1 email about it 2 weeks ago, it's likely they're going to forget. They turn up on the Monday, they're understandably not happy about the inconvenience. You realise that perhaps 1 small email 2 weeks ago wasn't enough. And then you feel like you don't have a leg to stand on, and you feel yourself shrinking into the ballet bar behind you. That's a basic example, but you do get the drift. The more you communicate and the more ways in which you communicate, the more confident you will feel in all aspects of your business. Every time you communicate, the clearer you will get on the decisions that you're making on the day-to-day in your school. And if you're ever questioned, you can respond calmly and confidently, even if it's a difficult conversation. So try and remember that the more you communicate, the more confident you will feel in the long run. Now let's talk about something that is more common than you think. Imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is classed as an internal experience of believing that you are not as competent as others perceive you to be. Does that ring any bells for some of you? Because it does for me sometimes. If you're listening and you are just starting out, it is really common to suffer with a bit of this. Thoughts of, I can't do this, what am I thinking? I don't know anything about business, I shouldn't be doing this. People will think I'm not qualified enough. I'm not good enough to own my own school. Who do I think I am? I didn't perform in the West End, so people will think I'm a fake. I'm young, people won't put their trust into me. I mean, if any of you are nodding your head along to this because you felt it at some point, you're not alone. I've thought all of it and some. I still suffer with bouts of it now, just in different ways. Ultimately, it all comes down to the same thing, confidence. If you're planning your lessons in advance and you're not winging it on the day, you're carefully communicating with your clients and delivering what you promise, you've got nothing to worry about. You can do this. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't trying to be the best version of yourself. You wouldn't be joining a group like us if you weren't trying to create the best business you can. You're passionate. You really care about the students you teach, and you care about creating an environment to be proud of. And you need to remember this if you ever find a voice in your head telling you otherwise. There will always be a school out there that you perceive to be bigger and better than you. Don't get caught in the comparison trap. They all started somewhere too. You are unique, and so is your school. No two schools are exactly the same. Your school is unique because you are running it. But like I said in the first episode, what is important to you may not be important to other schools and vice versa. So wasting time trawling Instagram, staring into the abyss of leg hold turns and tilt jumps is going to eventually get that imposter syndrome voice totally fired up. Use social media to advertise your school and your brand and use it to be inspired. But the moment you find yourself spiraling into a confidence crisis that you aren't good enough and you shouldn't be doing this, put your phone away. I want to finish today's podcast by giving you a little tip, something that I do, which I really find helps me when things get a bit tough. When you receive an email or a message from a client that is praising you or praising your school, and there will be plenty of them, print it out and create a little folder or scrapbook of positivity. Grow it, add to it. And every time you think you aren't doing a good enough job, or someone upsets you, or you hear something negative through the grapevine, read through the book and remind yourself just how amazing you actually are. You've got this, team. And don't forget, if you ever need a pep talk, my DMs are always open. Have a lovely week, guys. I'll see you in the group.